Unit 2. Do you read me, Unit 2? You better answer me, Unit 2. I'm getting sick of fooling with this CB radio. I'm gonna cram this thing down your...
This is Jennifer Lawrence from Old Chatham, and you are listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Wednesday, January 16th, tune in to Radio for Open Ears at 90.7 FM. 4 p.m. on the WGXC Afternoon Show, James Drummer Boy Scott will join the host of the Drive Time radio show in the Hudson studio to debut the song he wrote and dedicated to his mother called Soul Food. At 8 p.m. on Eclectomaniac, writer, author, and legacy advocate Jelani Bandeli of Tell Legacy is the guest with Tony at Large, Seth Davis, and Jeff McKinney. At 10 p.m. on Instrumentality, Max Hamill celebrates the music of Joseph Jarman of the Art Ensemble of Chicago, all on the radio at WGXC.org and 90.7 FM. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Wednesday there's a slight chance of snow showers early in the day, then turning partly sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 11. Thursday should be sunny with a high of 24, wind chill values as low as zero, and then snow is likely Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 15. Friday there's a chance of snow showers in the morning, then it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 35 and a low around 16. And it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 35 and a low around 16. Saturday, there's a chance of snow again. Partly sunny is in the forecast with a high near 26 and a low around 17. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXM and FM, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Good morning, Bright Siders. This is Reverend Kim, your perpetual optimist. Good morning, Bright Siders.
You're on.
I don't hear myself. No.
Yeah.
I said, good morning, Bright Siders.
There we go. There we go.
Good morning, Bright Siders.
Here, talking to the mic.
Good morning, Bright Siders.
There we go.
All right. This is...
Yeah.
And... Well, good morning, Bright Siders. Here we are at WGXC 90.7 FM. You're here with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we have a little song that we want to start off with you. And it's called Protect the Light.
Press. I did. Okay, press. Pause again.
And
here.
I'm getting a little help because I don't usually use the CD player, but I have a guest that bought me in a CD, and he's going to talk about it in a minute. But But this is called Protect the Light. So enjoy it and welcome to There's a Bright Side Somewhere.
To figure out where this dream begins and ends is impossible, my friends. As we travel through the canyons of then and when, we remember what is the cause that we defend. What is the cause that we defend? The frozen grass of Oklahoma. We've been driving just one night. If you'll remind us why we're driving, we'll continue with our fight to protect the light you're traveling, to protect the light. We found Thomas in Albuquerque, Keith had driven through the night. If you'll remind us why we're driving, we'll continue with our fight. Protect the light you're traveling, to protect the light, to protect the light we're all traveling, to protect the light. By the fire in Sedona, we've been driving just 3 nights.
Protect the light, to protect.
And here we are at WGXC. And we are here with some studio guests today, and I'm excited to have them with me. One of our guests, he brought this track in that we just listened to, Protect the Light. And he's going to tell us a little bit about why he chose it and some more information about the artist in a moment. But first of all, I just want them to say hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Kim.
That was a nice little chorus. We had a little bass, a little, you know. So we do have in the studio with us today, for those of us in the Hudson and Columbia County community, they are not strangers to us, but to some of you Brightside listeners out there, they probably need to be introduced. So I like my guests to do their own self-introductions, though I don't say too much about too much, and they can tell you what they want you to know about who they are. So I'm going to start with our first guest, Miss Gianni Ortiz. And
good morning, Kim, and Brightside listeners. Let's see. It's hard for me to describe who I am without talking about what I do.
Okay.
Because basically, I've been an activist my entire adult life, and Donald Trump is an endless source of inspiration, and we formed our organization right after he won in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've produced about 30 events in the last 2 years, and this will be our biggest one yet coming up.
You know, that's exactly why I start with self-introductions, because it never fails. People have such a hard time talking about who they are, and they always jump into what they do. So I'm going to give you another shot at it.
Okay.
Who do you want them to know you are? A daughter, a mother, a sister, a friend, you know?
I'm one of 10 children. I had the perfect spot, number 9 out of 10, so no child care.
Oh.
and I wasn't the baby, which I was always grateful for. I'm a crazy dog person, dogs and horses. And I live in Chatham. And I have 2 dogs and a cat. And they are the light of my life.
All right. See, now we know something about who you are.
Okay.
All right. Who's going to be next? Let's go with Mr. Cameron. Come on, sir.
Yeah. My name's Cameron Melville. I am one of the owners of Club Helsinki, and I'm one of the founders, along with Johnny, of Indivisible CD 19 New York. What can I tell you about myself? I'm from Connecticut originally. Hit the road at a pretty early age, did a lot of hitchhiking and traveling around the country, was a truck driver for many years, and have been involved in activism and Indivisible CD 19 New York since its founding. I was one of the founding members. I host the open mic every Tuesday night at Club Helsinki, and I encourage everyone to come down and express themselves.
All right. Open mic. I can come down and express myself.
You can.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but my son's name is Cameron with a K.
Do you? Oh, with a K.
Yes, with a K.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a soft spot in my heart for Cameron's.
All right.
And we have Miss Enid, you're going to just tell us a little bit about who you are. I want to hear about what you do yet. Who you are.
Okay. I'm Enid Futterman. I've been living here in Claverack for about 25 years. And I've been active in many organizations. I'm not a member, I'm not a founding member of this one, but I'm working with them as the editorial director of IMBY.
Okay, I'm giving you another shot at it too. So you tell me what you do. Who are you? You're a cat person, a painter, a singer?
I'm a writer. And
I love that.
I'm a writer who's trying to help restore the balance between the feminine and masculine principles in the world.
Fantastic. All right. I'm an aspiring writer, too. I write every day.
Forms.
Don't get any money for it, but I write every day.
Those
wonderful.
Don't get any money.
Okay, so I'm in my lane. And we have one more guest in the studio with us today.
And I am Randall Martin. I am a father. I have a daughter and 2 sons, a community activist, a TV producer. I mean, who I am, I guess if I had to sum up, I'm a person who's really interested in the community and trying to help the community and trying to move the community forward, and just being engaged and really supporting relevant causes like this one.
And so you have it. We have our lineup here. And it's interesting, Brightsiders. You know, when I first reached out to invite my guests on for today, I had two men that were coming that I thought was kind of cool because, you know, we got some men speaking up and speaking out for the women. And so I thought that was kind of cool. But the women said, oh, no. So they have joined us, right? So we're going to get back with a little convo in a moment. But I have a song I want to play for you, especially if you know we're getting into this New Year season and you got some things that you want to have happening in your life. Well, we're going to believe with you that this is going to be your time for miracles. And, oh, dear. Okay, and so, in typical Bright Side fashion, I just got the wrong song. And neither one of them are playing. We may have to go straight into conversation while I try to figure this thing out on how come my aux horn ain't working. All right, so, yep, we're going to just go right into our conversation, and we'll come back with the right song in a moment. I have with me these guests here today, and we are here gathered because they have some exciting things going on in the city of Hudson and around town, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to ask Cameron, you weren't born and raised here.
I was born and raised in Connecticut. That almost counts.
Will you agree with me that Connecticut drivers are worse than New York drivers? Will you agree with me on that?
I will not agree with you.
Oh, well. But so how did you get to Hudson?
Well, it's a long story. I spent my formative years over in the Berkshires back in the 70s when there was a very healthy music scene happening over there. So I sort of consider the Berkshires my home, even though I came from Connecticut before that. And then I spent about 20 years in California doing this and that. And then my partners, Mark Schaffler and Deb McDowell, and I launched a huge visionary project called Club Helsinki Hudson that took us 6 years to build. And I came back from California to Hudson to be part of this.
And when you were in California, what part were you living in? I used to live in California.
Oh, I lived 12 years up in Marin County in Northern California, and then I lived about 5 years in the high desert of Southern California.
Okay, and I lived there about 7 months.
Yeah.
And then I came back to New York. So you got here by way of California, and you started a business here in Hudson. And then Randall, I know he came. He's no stranger to our audience. He's a regular, but you came to Columbia County by way of Queens, correct?
I did, and actually we lived, as we discovered, we actually lived very close to each other and didn't know that.
Two blocks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I've been up in the sort of upper Hudson Valley doing media and television for now going on 30 years.
And so here we are with all these wonderful people. We have some natives to Chatham. Are you native or are you a transplant?
Oh, I've lived all over the planet, but I wound up in Chatham.
Okay, so you're a transplant too. And you eat
22 years, though.
I'm a transplant via Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Okay. I touched all those places, too. You see how God has those separate degrees, what are they, 6 degrees of separation, down to like one in this room right now?
I agree.
All right. So we are, I think I got this song for you because you know this is music and talk mix, right? So this is the song I wanted to play to inspire you and also those out there. This is dedicated to those on furlough right now. Any day now. The song isn't playing?
What I need any day now, any day now, by faith is coming to me. Any day now, any day now. Oh, 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 sing.
Expecting miracles. One of the miracles we're expecting is for the weather on Saturday. So we're back. We're going to be talking about an activity that's going to be happening this weekend. Actually, two activities that are happening this weekend. But the first one we want to talk about with our guests is the upcoming Women's March for Unity here in the city of Hudson. And to introduce us to that topic is Ms. Gianni Ortiz. Is she going to tell us more?
Thanks, Kim. Well, the actual name of the event is Women March On! Hudson. So, and you're right, it was March for Unity prior to, but then for different reasons, we had to call it something else.
Okay.
And let's see, the genesis of the organization is very tied to the genesis of, this is our third annual Women's March. I, like probably most people in this room, basically had to peel myself up off the floor after Trump won in 2016. And we immediately started producing events in response to the fact that he was now the president or was going to be the president. So the Women's March, and probably a lot of people in your audience know this, was a response to just his profound misogyny. And everybody knows the famous quote that, you know, he grabs them by the, you know, whatever. And it was the largest event at that time that has ever happened in Washington, D.C. And there were something like 600 marches.
Wasn't that incredible? Even worldwide, there were people marching in solidarity with us internationally.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous.
Okay. Yeah. So the first year we had a very good response. It was about 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was our second run at it. And that was about 6,000 people.
Right.
So this year, if we keep doubling, so we're really proud of the lineup. This is a very heavy lift, pulling this together. We gave ourselves a little bit more time this year, which made it a lot more comfortable, basically.
Okay.
And
because after last year you got sick, you had yeah. Yeah. But you're looking wonderful today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's because we have a remarkable team.
And teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep, exactly. That's so true. I'm gonna steal that.
I did too.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we just love working with each other. We work very well together, and I describe the organization as tiny but mighty. So we're very nimble, and because we all are workers, worker bees, we can change on a dime and get things done, and we're just really proud of the body of work that we've produced.
Well, I am proud of the work that you have produced as well. I was there for the first and the second. And this is the third, and God willing, I will be there.
Yes.
And so, you know, encouraging anybody who does come out, say hello. If you're listening by air right now and you come on out, we want you to say hi to us. Let us know that you heard about it, or at least that you heard us on the air today here at WGXC 90.7 FM. We have to take a pause for the cause. So I want the brothers to jump in because we got some testosterone in the room. Mm-hmm. And y'all are 50% of the human population, the human race anyway.
49.
So, yes, sir. Who's going to speak?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, from my perspective, this is a very important event because, you know, as I said before, you know, we have wives, we have daughters, and, you know, we're really concerned. And this campaign, this whole Trump movement toward fascism, toward
racism
and sexism, it's just appalling. And so I think it's important for men to come out and show unity with women and just with mankind, that we have to evolve and sort of create a better atmosphere. And I want my daughter to feel as equal and as comfortable in the workplace or in any environment that she chooses to go to, and feel that she's able to do just as much, if not more, and live up to a full capability. And so that's part of what we're doing. We're really celebrating women coming out, speaking out. And, you know, it's a momentous year that women have made great gains in Congress and politics. But as you point out, I mean the ratio between men and women are in population wise 50-50, but not in terms of power. And really, you know, as a husband, you know, my wife does so much more than I do. So, you know,
shout out to Miss Bernadette.
You know, so it. Women as mothers and women as you know, she just does just an incredible amount. And we're thankful. And so I think coming out and showing our support and being there and showing up and being there is, I think, essential.
Well, I have to make a correction. I said 50% of the population. I don't know exactly what the statistics in terms of gender are in the population. I meant 50% of humanity.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're actually more in population.
I think we are more in population,
yeah,
yes.
I think it's more like 49-51.
Yeah.
So you get beat up already.
So, Kim, I would just add to what Randall just said. It does celebrate women and empowering women. And, of course, we've got over 100 women in the Congress now. And it's a rainbow, really represents the country, you know, much more so than just a bunch of old white guys. Although we have old white guys that we love.
Thank you.
It is about women's empowerment and celebration, but it's also the men who love them. So.
And we are going to come back and talk more about the lineup. and who's going to be here and what's going to be going on. And I selected a song that I hope will set the tone for the next segment in that conversation. And this song is called God of This City.
So this is probably maybe you two can take the ball on this one.
And we are still again waiting on God of the City.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like us.
So we are back. Greater things are yet to be done in this city. Oh my gosh, I believe it. How about you? You believe that?
I believe it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're
that's why
on it every day.
That's why we're working on it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk now about the lineup. Listeners, this is the lineup. It's happening here in the city of Hudson, beautiful Columbia County, New York. And if you have a horse, a car, a bus, a train, we have even a small plane, airport here. Mm-hmm. But get here, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you where and when and what. And who's going to lead that conversation?
Well, where and when is Saturday at 7th Street Park to begin.
And the cross street for the 7th Street Park
is 7th Street.
Is Warren and 7th Street.
Warren and 7th Street. Yes. And that's where we'll be gathering at 12:30 and leading the march down Warren Street at exactly 1 o'clock will be the Tin Horn Rebellion and the Handmaids in Red Cloaks. And then when they get to the bottom of Warren Street, there will be a rather extraordinary, amazing lineup of women.
Okay, can I just interject for a minute? Because this is new. The Tin Horn Rebellion?
Yeah,
the Tin Horn Uprising.
The Tin Horn Uprising. Okay, so tell me what that is. The Tin Horn Uprising. What is that?
I don't know where I got Rebellion from.
Let me just jump in for one sec. They also led the march last year.
Oh, they did? Okay, all right. I remember the Handmaidens very vividly. Okay,
yeah,
so the Tin Horn Uprising. Yeah, what?
Yeah, so there are speakers, women speakers from here, and there are women speakers from elsewhere.
Well, I was part of the Tin Horn Uprising then. Okay, I spoke.
Well, you can be part of it again.
Okay.
So from here, we have Dee Dee Barrett, our New York State Assembly member.
Okay.
We have
Tiffany
Gariga.
Yes.
Hudson Common Council Majority Leader.
Correct.
We have Jabine Rui, who is the founder of Hudson Muslim Youth.
Okay.
And that's probably all for here. But Johnny is going to tell you about the other speakers.
Well, the march, as everybody's probably aware, there's a absolute full-on attack on women's right and physical sovereignty. And we're very lucky that Planned Parenthood has a beautiful new clinic, and we're celebrating that. And the march is actually doubling as a fundraiser for that new center. Shelley Hegan will be speaking. And Enid already mentioned Dee Dee. Dee Dee Barrett was very instrumental in getting that new building for them. So
Shelley's the president and CEO of Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood.
Yes, I know Shelley very well. I was an honoree last year and been working with the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood for over a decade, I would say. I'm a member of Concerned Clergy for Choice. That was my intro. And so, yes, I apologize because you did reach out and invite me to come. And we have this big family thing, some business that my mom has to attend to. And I was trying to figure out would I be going or would I not. And I tried to respond and got stuck in the draft. And my cousin's now coming in to take care of that for us and off in the way they're going to go to deal with that. So, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we're counting on it.
I'm going to be there. I'm bringing as many as I can. And we put in the clarion call out to our Bright Side listeners to come and join us because we know there is strength in numbers and we are stronger together. And there are more with us than against us. And do I have any other adages or cliches that you want to throw out to get the folks to come on out on Saturday?
Well, we have a couple of additions. There are more speakers.
Yeah, we have an amazing lineup. We're super proud of pulling this group together. Let's see. Oh, Crystal Ford with the Citizen Climate Lobby. We're super excited about that. And she's going to talk about this wave of women, the freshman class in the 116th Congress, many of them ran on, Medicare for All and the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal will be talking about that and their positions and how powerful that is.
Okay.
And we are out of time on this issue. So.
Unbelievable.
Deborah Clinton is the founder of Move Forward New York, which is an activist organization in the district, not right here in Hudson. And Then Tara Lanworthy is from Moms Demand Justice. It's a gun safety organization, and that's such an important issue, and she'll be speaking. We hear she's a great speaker. And Janelle Marina Mendez, who is the founder of the Military Sexual Trauma Movement, which is a brand new movement, and in fact, they're launching the movement at the march.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there's a 12-year-old activist who is pretty amazing. I met her at Antonio Delgado swearing in last Saturday. Her name is Motel. And she's, as she says, she's been an activist since she was 10. A long time. And Jessica Wisniewski, who is the co-director of Citizen Action and Fair Elections New York, which is all about voting reform, which seems to have taken a very good turn yesterday.
Whoa. Yeah.
In the legislature in New York. Lots of good things were passed.
Fantastic.
And the reason, one of the reasons that's so important is out of the 50 states, New York was, I don't know where we are now, but number 49 as far as having...
On our books.
No, as far as election parity. I mean, we have the worst laws.
That's what I mean, on our books. Yeah. We had the worst laws on our books. Yeah. 49.
And
49 out of 50.
And the lowest turnout as a result.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'd just like to say something about what the purpose of the march is and go back to the song that you started with, the light we're
Protect
all traveling.
Yes.
Because unlike last year's march, this march is also in celebration of the return of light to and hope to our country. But still in resistance to the darkness and the darkness of racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, nationalism,
white supremacy,
fascism, homophobia, and xenophobia. Nationalism being white supremacy related. So, you know, those are all, you know, I personally don't think of those, you know, the resistance to those scourges as political. I think of them as just human and
humanity.
Right. And
well, you know, I saw a glimpse of the conversation on The View online where Meghan McCain, I don't know what day this happened, but she was upset that things that they thought had happened in the 60s was all done and taken care of. And, you know, as a black woman in America, I was upset that she thought it was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if anything good has come out of this, it's that those of us who have been saying to white America, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, yes, we are. Now they know, oh, no, we're not. And so, yes, listening to what you were sharing, you know, and, you know, all of these laws and all of these efforts and resistance that have been going on in all of our lifetimes, it wasn't done. The work wasn't done.
Did she also say all lives matter?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Okay.
Well, last
that's going to be in February's conversation. How about that? All right.
Last but not least, we saved the best for last, or I don't know, I shouldn't say that probably. Our brand new congressperson, Antonio Delgado.
Yes.
We love him.
Yes, we do.
We love him. And his wife, Lacey Schwartz Delgado. So, and we're hoping to bring the kids and that they march with us, actually.
Well, that's a very good segue because I think we're going to have an instant replay or a double hitter anyway, because on Sunday, we will be having God Help, God Willing, God Speak to Mother Nature, and she agree. We are going to have our annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King celebration at Shiloh Baptist Church. And our congressman, he's not going to be, he's going to be here Saturday. He was here last Saturday.
Yep.
So we have to spread the wealth around.
Yep.
But I understand that Miss Lacey Schwartz Delgado is going to come and be with us on
She's
Sunday.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys. So, yeah, we're going to get a double hitter. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, everybody out there, it's a fantastic lineup. The speaker lineups are dynamic, they're informative, they're energizing, and we don't just do this as a, something to say we did. These efforts motivate, mobilize, invigorate, inspire. And so if you need a little push or a little direction, then come on out and be a part of it on Saturday. We're going to be gathering at 12:30 at the 7th Street Park, which is across with Warren Street, because a lot of people may know Warren Street. But the 7th Street Park is right there at the corner of 7th and Warren. And then we are going to process up into Promenade Hill, which is not that far a walk.
And it's all downhill.
And it's all downhill.
It is. And we're really asking
less
people
than a mile
to get there early. So
and it is so scenic. It's a beautiful location.
Yeah,
it really overlooks the Hudson River. It has backdrops of the Catskill Mountains. So all you naturalists, naturists, come on out and enjoy that view too. And we want to see you. And also we need you to pray with us because, God's done it before. God can do it again. Mother Nature and God get in alignment, and we can get that storm to pass to the left or to the right, but not come near us so we can have our celebration. And for our celebration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King birthday and pre-holiday event, we have the Kaumba drum corps that's coming, and they're going to be drumming. We have a procession and light bearers, and we have intergenerational light bearers who are going to bear the light. And we have a clergy and elected officials who I've asked to choose their favorite Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King quote and expound in under 3 minutes on that. So we're going to have that. And we also have a video montage, and it's an intergenerational video montage prepared by our own brother here, Randall Martin of Martin Navy Services. He's so wonderful to us. And he's going to, present this video montage. So we're going to get to hear and see Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and also some of those in the generations that have succeeded his life and his work here among us. And we also have a treat inside of the bulletin. So when you come, you can get that little treat that's going to be in the bulletin. Get here early so you can get a bulletin. And then we're going to have refreshments afterwards in the fellowship hall. And this all happens at the Shiloh Baptist Church. It is presented by the Hudson Interfaith Council Subcommittee on Against Racism. And we're going to be at the Shiloh Baptist Church, 14 Warren Street in Hudson, New York, downtown Hudson, New York. So with all of that information, if you will be out there, say hi. We want to see you. We want to hear you and know that you're there. And yes, sir.
I just wanted to include a little detail. Besides being a demonstration of support for women's rights, the march is also a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, as Johnny mentioned. And to donate, if you text, so it'll be
was a number they can call for more information.
Yeah.
Is there a number they can call for more information?
I only have a text number for donations.
Okay, then they can text the number for Oh, that's okay. We can't do that.
Can't do that. Never mind.
Well, it's available anyway.
There'll be plenty of signs out there to give instructions.
Okay,
about that.
And what you can do, beloved, is if you would text to email me at WGXC. .org, I can respond to you with a number that you can call for more information.
Great.
All right. We hear all about the information, but we can't do solicitation.
Understood.
All right. So we do have another song we're going to play, and then we're going to come back and get ready to say fare thee well for now. But I have this song I want to play, and it is in tribute to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. There may be some, who are much younger than most of us in this room, and you don't really remember how things were before he and those who worked with him in the civil rights movement, took up the cause. And some people might think, well, we're still celebrating him and, but it's more even than the cause that he took up and gave his life for. I think there are many people, and I am one, who feel that he was a prophet sent to us by God. And one of the members of the Interfaith Council was sharing with us at the meeting on yesterday that a class she took the professor asked, does anybody know of a prophet in our lifetime? And they went through the checklist of what would be a requirement to make that a distinction. And he was the only person of all the people that they named. He was the only person that met all of the criteria as a prophet. One of them being died before the age of 40. And so because someone said, well, what about Mahatma Gandhi? But Gandhi lived beyond that. So in our lifetime, he is one who, like I said, I agree. There are those who might disagree, and we don't mind disagreement as long as we don't get disagreeable. All right. But anyway, this song was a theme song for the movie Selma. And the march in Selma, Alabama was a pivotal turning point in the movement. And it's John Legend and Common, and they are singing this song, and it is called Glory. And you know, here I go, I'm going to work it out, because it was starting midstream, but now I think I got it going for y'all. Here it is.
Out, one day when the war is won, we will be sure. No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory. Oh, now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh. We'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Oh,
back. I hope you like that song. I love that song. John Legend in Common with Glory. And, but we're not going to do that song because my guests are going to do a shout out. And I want to just shout them out and say thank you for coming.
Yes,
thank you for what you're doing. Yes, and what you're continuing to do. And, you know, we're all in this thing together because if the boat goes down, it don't matter if you're in first class.
That's right.
So we're going to go around, I guess. We'll start with Randall. We had an update while we were listening to Glory. We had an update about something that was said. So Randall is going to quickly give us a little update. And then you got like 30 seconds for your shout out.
Okay. I just want to mention, you know, as the technology person, we currently have about 3,000 to 4,000 participants. And so we invite you guys to come out. It's going to be a wonderful event and an inspiring event. And you should definitely make time to come out and do it. And I want to give a shout out to my wife, Bernadette, to my daughter, Taylor Martin, and of course, to my two sons.
All right.
Even though they're men.
Yeah.
we love men, especially men who empower women.
That's
like Randall,
right.
And Cameron.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
That's who I want to give a shout out to. And I hope you all come because it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
I just want to encourage everybody to get there early. The train leaves at 1, okay? And speakers start at 2. And I'm going to give a shout-out. Enid kind of stole my shout-out to my team members. Love you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to Johnny, even though she's not a man.
And you have to say that because Johnny, you know.
That's right. All right, so well, I'll jump on that boat. I want to give a shout-out to all my Indivisible team members also. But I'd like to give a shout-out to my daughter, Shante Melville, who is going to be coming down from school in New Lebanon with a van full of students to partake in the march, which I'm very excited about. So
yes.
my shout-out is to Shante.
All right. Well,
and we got to give a shout out to you,
Kim. I know. Thank
for inviting
you,
us here, for all that you do in the community and how you help in the lives that you touch. And we appreciate you.
That's
and your
right.
uplifting energy.
Well, thank you all. Your yep. checks are in the usual place.
All right. Excellent. Excellent.
So, well, beloved Brightside listeners, you know, I love you. God loves you more. I just want you to remember, no matter how low the clouds may hang, no matter how gray your day, there is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Things are going to get better. We're getting ready to sign up out of here. They're going to cut me off anyway. But I do want to say thank you, Cameron, for taking time and being with us today. I shout out to you. Thank you, Gianni.
Thank you.
I shout out to you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Enid. I shout out to you. And Randall, of course, as always, I'll be seeing you. And I want to give a shout out to my mom. She'll be doing some, you know, getting out of town for a minute. So 80. Oh, can't tell that. Never mind. cast out the bag. But I shout out to my mom, to my cousin Ivan, to all of my family, our Overcoming Ministry family, our God Belong in Our County family, all of our friends out there, the Hudson Interfaith Council and the work that you're doing to put the Martin Luther King celebration together for our community on Sunday. Everybody that's volunteering, everybody that's participating, and everybody that will attend.